So, remember the approximate balance? You only need a verbal.
Thank you for calling Genesis Computer Systems. Do you know your part is extension?
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Genesis.
Hi, is Sean there?
John, let me see. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay, let me check if he's back. 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. Danny, Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, fine. 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. What can I do for you?
Yeah. So I got the application, I got the tax return, and then on the bank statements, I did receive them as well, but they were just the first page. I would actually need the full transaction histories as well. I know it looks like it was like page 2 of 16. I don't know if you have checks on this. Right, and that's why I was... is there any way you can get those...
confidential documents, because we don't know Bank of Cardiff, because actually... we have given a lot of information. So I need some information from your bank, that how good is your bank, because we are giving a lot of personal, you know, private information.
Right.
So can you send a profile of your company, your president's name, address, you know, whoever, who the company is. That way I know that you guys are a good company. Because, you know, if it's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I don't have any problem. But Bank of Cardiff, we never heard of your name.
Right. No, and...
We don't trust giving you so much information. So it's simple as that. So we need to know who you are. So send us all your information, then I can send you everything. Because as it is, we have given you a lot of information.
Right.
And some customer references too, that who you are working with, who are your customers. So.
Sean, all I need is just those bank statements, like the full business bank statements.
If I give you a lot of our, you know, trade secrets out, right, who are our customers, who are vendors, so those are trade secrets. We don't want those to go to the wrong hands. So I'm
right.
Not trusting you, but I want to know Bank of Cardiff is a good organization, because I have never heard of your name before.
Right.
Let me Google you guys. Hold on. Bank of...
Yeah, go ahead.
Cardiff.
Yeah, you can Google.
How old is the company?
We've been around for 12 years.
Really? Very new company. That's a bank.
Bank of Cardiff, we do, equipment financing, working capital, and,
You should have a profile sheet of your company, right? Because my CPA will require that. Before they release these documents, they will ask for... your credibility too. So I need your credit, because you are younger than ours. We are 22-year-old company. You are only 12-year-old company. So I need your information completely.
Sean, yeah, I understand that. But that's all I'm saying is, like, I have everything I need except on the bank statements. In order to get your approval, I need the full business, like, transaction history as well.
So you send me your information, then I'll send mine. Because we just have to get an approval from my CPA saying that this is okay to send you the documents, then I'll get it done.
Okay, you just send me, like, all the documents that I need, though. Okay, so it's up. What do you want?
That's what I'm saying. So all you need to know that in the first page of the statement, it has all the information that you should need. But if you're not asking for details, transaction details, that who we wrote the checks to, you know, and who got paid, and who are our vendors, so we do not want to disclose that thing. That's our trade secret. And if you can misuse those information, right? So that's what we're afraid of.
Right, and that's not.
And
this
then,
is.
And I didn't get any disclosure from you that you. And also, you need to send me a letter saying that you'll be holding all our you know, materials in strict confidence, not to share it with anybody.
Well,
I didn't get any letter from you like that either.
Yeah, and it's strictly.
So normally, when you apply to Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Citibank, they write in their application form. They write it down. All your submitted documents will be held in, you know, utter and strict confidence. But in your application form, there's nothing like that.
And that's it. This is the same.
That is the CPA has raised a flag on that, actually. This is how come this company doesn't have anything like that.
No, because it is. Like, it's all secure. This isn't... We're not trying
you
to look
into
it. You
are saying that, my friend. But if you're not there in that company after 2 years, you know, what happens if you leave that company in 6 months? And then, you know, we are in the lurch. And your company is selling that information to somebody else. Then we are in big trouble, right?
No.
You can't vouch for your company, can you? You're not the president of the company.
No, I'm not, but I can
right.
So for it.
I'm a head of a company, so I have to be very careful what I'm doing.
Right.
Like I said, if your company was very big and, you know, established company, no problem. But Bank of Cardiff is a very new organization, so we need to have a complete sheet of profile. Normally, you should have a profile sheet. And also, you have to give us a statement saying that all our information is held in strict confidence, held in strict confidence, and signed by an officer of your company.
Okay. I can definitely do that for you.
Because if you go to anybody and you ask for all the confidential documents of a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is my assurance that, you know, you'll be holding those information in strict confidence? You look at any application form from Bank of America or Wells Fargo. In the application form, they say in the bottom of the page, they write down very nicely that all the submitted documents will be held in proper, you know, in whatever the language is. But your application doesn't have that language.
Right. No, it's because we have a universal. We are a legit lender. Like, I know, I guess, I can see where you're coming from. I totally understand.
But if you're not there 3 months down the road, then what happens?
No, this is all. It's all strictly confidential, and this I can show you.
You
are sitting at computer.
Saying that to me. Same thing. I can tell you, right? Yeah, my bank record is all good. No, so but you still want to see my bank records, no?
Right.
So you are asking for all the information from my side, but you do not want to give me any information of yours. So that is wrong. That's
no. There's no legit lenders.
I cannot have sent you that information, Prova, unless I had that, you know, disclosure that confidence, you know. Thing. Actually, now I'm thinking that I made a mistake there. But anyway, go ahead and send me that information. I'll send you all the information. We have it. We'll give it to you, no problem.
Yeah, and I just want to assure you, like, this, we're not, that's not what we do here. And that, yeah, this, I mean, do you have a second real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yes, so you got the report? Okay, so I think that's good enough. So now let's go and take a look at it. All are current right now, right? So we need to figure out this one, though. That $400 one. So, yeah. Ignore all these guys. Ignore this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, right? Ignore all these, but we start from here. This one I need a copy, because this is showing a big difference, $400. $90 difference. And this one, so please help me with this one. Something with this one, and rest of it I don't need because all are clean. So we need supporting documents for this.
Okay.
Sure, good.
Oh, you need everything.
Yeah,
hello?
Were you able to talk to them? Oh, hi, yes. How can I help you?
Hi, is this John?
This is Sean. I'm Sean.
Oh, Sean, sorry. Hi, this is Nicole. How are you?
Okay, hi, Nicole. I'm fine.
Good. I'm in the credit department. It looks like you are looking to apply for one of our loans.
I didn't want to, but your guy was calling me very much so, but yes.
Oh, okay. So it looks like we've received most of the documentation.
Uh-huh.
We do require all pages of the bank statement so we can see the revenue, the cash flow of the business. It's pretty standard in this industry. So that's why we are asking for that. Would that be an issue?
It is an issue because I don't know your company, so I can only give you that much information. And in your application form that I filled out, my CPA is pointing out that you do not have any disclosure that says that you will be holding our information in strict confidence, and with all our information will be guarded by you guys. So I do not have any statement from Bank of Cardiff.
We're a financial institution that's been in business for about 13 years now.
Yeah, so we are older than you are. We are 22 years old. So
well,
you guys are much
then
older
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, that's a long time in business. You can look up our credentials online. We have A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. And we also have hundreds of reviews, 5-star reviews on Google+. Those are from our actual clients that have worked with us for several years.
But do you have a document that shows that your name of the president of the company, all the information, like a company profile? I need a company profile of your company and a letter saying that you will be holding my...
If you call Bank of America, do they give you the president's phone number and name?
No, because they are...
They don't. We can't do that. Yeah,
no,
but we can't do that.
You are a very small company, so I cannot trust you. Because my CPA is holding me up. He's saying that I cannot give you all the information. Because, see, I gave you the bank statement. You wanted the bank statements, which I gave you a copy, right? That shows our bank, who you are banking with, how much we are depositing, how much we are in, or writing the checks, all those information are there. But now you want to know the details, right?
Absolutely. We're giving you an unsecured loan.
Right.
We do need those details. That's the how we work. Everything is confidential.
Mm-hmm.
We are regulated.
That's what I'm asking, that I just want
we're regulated. Okay.
All I'm asking for just a letter from you guys saying that all your information is held in strict confidence.
Absolutely. Yes, we can send that to you. And we can send it by email. Will that work?
Yeah, under your letterhead, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, we'll send that to you.
Yeah, send me a letter signed by an officer of the company, and then I will show it to my CPA. If he approves it, I'll send it to you right away.
I don't know if it's going to be signed by an officer of the company. I mean, that's...
But somebody responsible.
You know.
Like a manager or somebody, right?
A manager? Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
So not a problem.
Send me that information, because, see, our problem is this, because in the statements of the thing,
mm-hmm.
of the bank statements, it has detailed transaction, you know, transaction.
Yeah,
details,
absolutely.
Right? Now, here is the deal, because if you guys are not there, if, I forgot, what's his name?
Danny,
yeah. Uh-huh. If he's working there today, and he's telling me all the good things, after 3 months, you know, he's not there, or you are not there.
Yeah.
And all our information is there, and somebody is, you know, selling it to the public in the outside market, then we are screwed.
Oh, no, we cannot sell information.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's,
I have, and
we can't
our,
do that.
We have to be careful that in this, you know, it is not, it is.
I understand your concern.
Right.
I understand.
Nothing is Danny. It is the, just the time of the, you know, how the, if you,
mm-hmm.
if you read the stories, it's a horror stories about companies or individuals, you know, financial records getting hacked and then people get into severe trouble.
Yeah,
so
no, I understand what you're saying.
We protect ourselves. Because
mm-hmm.
Bank of Cardiff, we honestly, nothing against you. I never heard this company before.
Well, where are you located?
We're in Orange County, California, Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean,
heard of your company, but I know
because
well,
we're not a national depository institution. We're very specialized in commercial lending. So, anyways,
yeah,
we'd be happy to send that over to you.
Yeah, send me a letter saying that, you know, our records are will be held dealt with confidentiality and,
mm-hmm.
you know, strict confidence, and then I will fax you the information.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
mm-hmm, bye.